According to the Bible, we all have a brief window of time on this planet before we pass into eternity, and then we go to one of two places, heaven or hell. When we confess our sins and give our lives to Christ, we have the promise of eternal life in heaven. But how should we feel about those who refuse to follow Jesus? I'm John Fuller, and during a recent Focus on the Family interview, Jim Daly and I addressed this concern with author and speaker Randy Alcorn.
Many people may struggle as Christians because they have loved ones, people they love, who have not made that profession of faith. And obviously, the scripture's clear, they won't be in heaven. That can be a sorrowful thing. How does a believer manage that? What do we understand in heaven about our loved ones that may not be there?
Well, first, let me say I really sympathize with people with this question because I grew up in a non-Christian home. Many relatives, friends who don't know Jesus, didn't know Jesus, some of whom have died. But at the same time, I think it's important for us to understand that the reality of hell will never trump the beauty of heaven. Mm-hmm. That people in heaven will forever celebrate the grace of God that has brought them where they are. And we even see some remarkable things in the book of Revelation where there are people who are in heaven and they're celebrating God's justice and holiness and judgment upon unbelievers on earth. And of course, when they are struck dead, they're going to hell. But heaven and the people of heaven will never be held hostage by the idea that some people are in hell. I think hell in the end will be like a crack in the pavement. It will be like a footnote that the people of heaven will not give attention to. They will always know they deserved hell themselves. They will always know that God's justice has been fulfilled. They will never worry that perhaps somebody is unjustly in hell or that someone is being punished more than they deserve, because they will know absolutely the justice of God, and they will know forever the mercy and grace of God. And I think there will be that comparison of light and darkness and their own memories of having lived in darkness and having come to the light. Knowing they deserve hell will all the more make heaven a place of great wonder and celebration, and never will there be a shadow cast because there is a hell and because there are people in hell.